In Jerusalem, a suicide bomber blew herself up at the entrance to a supermarket today, killing two others and wounding about 20. The blast occurred just hours after Israeli tanks and troops reoccupied sections of the West Bank city of Ramallah, this time entering the compound where Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's headquarters is located. The tanks knocked down walls as Israeli troops exchanged gunfire with Palestinian security guards. An aide to Arafat says one of those guards was killed and several people were killed outside the compound. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Dozens of Israeli tanks entered the West Bank town of Ramallah in the pre-dawn darkness and headed for Yasser Arafat's compound, a block-long group of buildings surrounded by a wall. Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed Rabo said an armored bulldozer punched a hole in the wall and knocked down part of the front gate. He also said Israeli snipers were on the roofs of the buildings around Arafat's office and were shooting into the compound. He said Arafat himself was in his office and had not been hurt. The director of the Palestine Medical Relief Committees in Ramallah, Mustafa Barghouti, said Israel had prevented ambulances from entering the compound to take the injured to a hospital. A defiant Yasser Arafat spoke on Palestinian television and said, quote, "Israel wants me under arrest, in exile, or dead. But," said Arafat, "I prefer to be martyred." Arafat also said the Palestinians will never give up their drive for an independent Palestinian state and will never surrender to Israel. Arafat aide Nabil Abu Rudaina called on the international community to intervene to stop Israel.
The situation is very dangerous, and Israelis are playing with fire, and we urge the United Nations and the world community to stop these Israeli attacks, because this will reflect negatively on everybody, on the Israelis, on the Arabs, and the Europeans, and even the Americans.
Speaking at a news conference after an all-night cabinet meeting, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon announced a call-up of 20,000 Army reservists. The Israeli operation came after a string of Palestinian attacks that killed 27 people in 2 days, 21 of them in what Israeli officials are calling the Passover Massacre, when a Palestinian suicide bomber blew himself up at a Passover celebration in a hotel in the seaside resort of Netanya. Sharon said Arafat is directly responsible for the ongoing attacks.
We regard Chairman Arafat as an enemy because he decided about strategy of terror and formed a coalition of terror, and therefore is going to be isolated.
Sharon would not give details on what that meant, but Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer said Israel does not intend to harm Arafat personally. Sharon said the Israeli operation will continue as long as necessary.
It's going to be not an easy thing. It's very complicated. It will take time, not short time. It might take long time, but we decided to eliminate the terror and its infrastructure.
Palestinian witnesses in Ramallah said streets were deserted as the Israeli tanks rumbled through. They said many Palestinians had stocked up on food and water, expecting a long Israeli siege. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.